Grade 10 to grade 12, please stay in the sanctuary. Grade 10 to grade 12, please stay in the sanctuary. Thank you. Today's scripture is in Psalm 145, verses 1 to 13. I will read in Mandarin. 我的神,我的王啊, 我要尊崇你, 我要永永远远称颂你的名, 我要天天称颂你, 也要永永远远赞美你的名。 耶和华本为大, 该受大赞美, 其大无法测度。 这代要对那代称赞你的作为, 也要传扬你的大能。 我要默念你威严的尊荣和你奇妙的作为，人要传说你可畏之事的能力，我也要传扬你的大德。他们纪念你的大恩，就要传出来，必要歌唱你的公义。耶和华有恩惠，有怜悯，不轻易发怒，大有慈爱。耶和华善待万民，他的慈悲
复庇他一切所造的，耶和华，你一切所造的都要称谢你，你的圣名也要称颂你。传说你国的荣耀，谈论你的大能，好叫世人知道你大能的作为，并你国度威严的荣耀。你的国是永远的国，你执掌的权柄存到万代。 耶和华一切的话信实可靠，他一切的作为都有慈爱。这是上主的话。This is the word of the Lord.
It's a joy to come together as a whole church this morning and to give thanks and celebrate our church's 34th birthday.
今天我们教会的弟兄姐妹能够全部聚在一起，这是很喜乐的事情，因为我们今天在这里是要庆祝教会34周年庆。Thank
you, Cherubim Choir, for that anthem.
也感谢我们今天青玉诗班美好的赞美。
I thank the Lord that I chose a psalm, not knowing which song you would sing.
我很感谢主，因为我今天选的那个经节是诗篇，没不晓得说我们今天诗班唱的也是诗篇。
You see, I don't know with the lyrics there. The Cherubim Choir is the church which psalms must shout. What happened if I didn't choose a psalm?
那今天的歌词里面有一句是说。 我们教会呢要用诗篇来喊叫，来赞美主。那如果今天牧师他选的不是诗篇，那我们要用什么来赞美主？
And it ends as let the world in every corner sing my God and King.
那我们今天那个诗班唱的诗最后一句话是说，让全世界每个角落来向我们的神、我们的王来称颂。
So I really thank God the Holy Spirit for giving me advance warning. And so this morning we shall look at Psalm 145, which is exactly doing what we've just been asked to do by the choir.
那很有趣的，就是出自于圣灵的感动，所以我们今天要来看的诗篇，就像刚才诗班叫我们要做的事情，就是我们应该赞美主。You
see, Psalm 145 is the final psalm written by David. In the group of Psalms, before the Psalm ends, Psalm 138 to 145.
那我们的诗篇是有分成几个小群组，那诗篇145篇就是在最后五篇之前，从138到145篇，他们是被归纳为大卫所作的诗。
So if you go and look, starting from 138, it'll say of David, of David, of David until 145.
那你就会从138看到145，每一篇都会说这是大卫的诗，一直到145以后就没写说是大卫的诗了。
So, and this psalm leads us into the final they can call the Grand Hallelujah Psalms that closes the book of Psalms.
那诗篇150篇当中最后五篇是等于是这个大结局，是全部都是说你们要赞美耶和华的诗篇。
So, if you're in Chinese, you know the answer, but if you don't understand what Pastor Arlene just said, let me quiz you in English. What does Hallelujah mean? Hallelujah 什么意思啊？ Praise the Lord. That's what it means, Hallelujah.
对 ，Hallelujah 就是你们要赞美耶和华的意思。
And so if you look at the last five Psalms, it will begin and end with Praise the Lord, with Hallelujah.
所以诗篇的最后五篇都是开始跟结尾说 Hallelujah.
Now the interesting about Psalm 145, it's an acrostic, original in the Hebrew language, is an acrostic poem.
那在希伯来文原文145篇，它是一篇就是按着字母顺序排列的诗。
That means it will follow the Hebrew alphabet. In English, would be A to Z, but of course Hebrew is not A to Z. But it will each verse will start with successive letters of the Hebrew alphabet.
那就像英文有 A B C 到 Z 一样，希伯来文有字母，那它每一这首诗的每一句话开头的字母就是按顺序排列。
And this in this entire psalm, the psalmist David celebrates God as God and King.
那这首诗是在庆贺我们的主也是我们的王。
And actually, you could just kind of see it, but the whole psalm, this is a kind of a private psalm, but offered to the people of God. David is just praising God because he's not only God, but he is a great, great king. And because of that, he wants to praise God forever, and he asks everyone to join him in praising God, just like the cherubim choir just did.
那这篇诗篇其实大卫个人对神的赞美，但是他也跟大家一起来分享。从第一节到二十一节这边，我们看到他会赞美神不同的属性。
So let's pray and ask God to speak to us as we focus on from generation to generation, as David has shared with us from the psalm.
那我们现在一起来祷告，来学习怎么像大卫王一样，我们向神一代一代传扬神的名。
Heavenly Father, thank you for your many grace to our church.
主，感谢你对我们教会许多的恩典。
And thank you for this group of brothers and sisters, friends who are with us at this particular point in time.
也感谢主，这为我们为现在在这个教会当中的弟兄姐妹来感谢你。
As the choir have given us the challenge to shout that you are the great God and King, we will do so now as we look at this message.
主啊，就像今天诗班呼吁我们要做的，我们这个时候也要借着看诗篇145篇来喊叫你的，喊叫说主啊，你是我们的王。
And Lord, through your word and through your Holy Spirit, speak to me and through us and Pastor Arlene to the people.
主啊，恳求你的圣灵借着牧师还有我自己来向你的儿女来说话。
And may we take your word to heart.
也愿我们把你的话记在心里。
We pray this in Jesus' name for His glory.
我们祷告是奉耶稣的名。
Amen. When you talk about king, you talk about glory, majesty, splendor, and all kinds of stuff, riches and power.
那我们说到一个王的时候，我们就想到他是很有荣耀、有尊严，他有权力，很，真是很他的那个很豪华、很盛大。
There are not many kings left today, I suppose, compared to few hundred years ago, medieval period and all that, but there are still a few kings and queens left.
那可能跟古代相比，现在不是有很多的君王存在。
But the political system now is more president, prime minister, and all that. But you kind of get the idea. The person in charge who rules over the people.
现在大部分国家有的是总统还总理，不过我们可以想象，就是一个国家的领导人。
So the next images, I just want us to refresh our memory what this psalm is talking about. It's about glory, splendor, power, might, and all that. Okay?
那接下来就是要大家就继续来思考这个画面，就是荣耀、美好、庄严。
Where's this?
请问各位，这是哪里呢？
Buckingham Palace. Some of you kind of right away remember. And inside Buckingham Palace, where the Queen of the British Commonwealth lives, is this room where they would host banquets, right?
那这个是英国的白金汉宫，然后这间房间就是他们国宴的时候的房间。
Now, what's this?
这有哪里？
Okay, gave away. White House, what else would you call it? Okay. And I won't show you where they have the dinner, but where's the power and what's this room called? What's so special about Oval Office?
那就是白宫椭圆办公室。
The president of, I don't know, still the most powerful, maybe not anymore, will make decisions and sign stuff from there.
那美国总统就是在那边签东西签名的。
But this other thing will remind you of how powerful they want to be, right? The Pentagon. You look at that, and anyway, that's symbolic of the military might of the United States of America.
那看到五角大厦，就看到就象征美国的军事力量。
Okay, I will start with the inside now.What's this? It's inside another place of power.
这次是里面，请问这又是哪里呢？
It's pretty shiny, isn't it?
这应该是也是一个很有权力威
严的地方。Okay, there. What's this place?
那这一间是什么呢？
Yeah.
这是克里姆林宫。
Kremlin and the yeah, another place of power, and somebody there wants to be the most powerful guy. Anyway, the last one. This one is also very elegant and splendor and all that.Any guess?
豪华，很优雅。
Very refined.
很高级。
Not Versailles, but Elysee. All right. Anyway, this is the place for the French.
这是法国的王宫。
The France president to host state. Anyway, so.
法国的总统在那边宴请外宾。
So when we read this psalm and it talk about glory, power, and splendor and all that, that's what we're talking about, but magnified many, many more times.
所以当我们看到这些，我们就可以想到荣耀、权柄、能力种种。
And zooming on verse 3 and 4, it says, "Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can understand."And then it says, one generation commends your works to another. They tell of your mighty acts.
接下来第三到第四节是这么说的。耶和华本为大，该受大赞美，其大无法测度。这代要对那代称赞你的作为，也要传扬你的大能。
In another translation, which is easier to understand, maybe, it says, because you're wonderful, Lord,Because you are this great God and King, you deserve all our praises.
那在另一个版本，现代英文的译本是这样说的。他说：“主啊，因为你很美好，所以你应该受我们赞美。”
And because you are much greater than any one of us could really understand.
那因为你比我们任何人所能够了解的还要伟大。
And because you are such a wonderful God, each generation needs to announce to the next.All your wonderful, powerful deeds.
那因为像第三节说你是如何奇妙美好的神，所以一代每一代都要来传扬你的名，传扬你的作为。
If you have been blessed by a wonderful physician, for example, because you know other doctors could not figure out what's wrong with you, and finally this doctor figure out, and suddenly.With the right treatment, you're just feeling 100%, something like that, okay? For example.
那就想象说，你有遇到一个好医生，就是像其他的医生不知道你是什么问题，但是遇到一个好医生，他可以告诉你你的问题是什么的时候。
And you've been suffering, let's say, for 2 years, and you've seen like 6 doctors.
那或许过去两年你为这个病痛困扰，看了六个医生都没有人能够告诉你。
Now you're feeling up to 100% again.
但是现在因为这一位好的医生你可以完全的恢复。
What are you going to do when that happens?
那因为那这件事情发生后你会做什么呢?
Well, you probably do a lot of things. I don't know, you might try to take your doctor to a feast or something. But one thing you'll do is you're going to tell a lot of your friends how wonderful this physician is, why they need to go see him or her, right?
那这时候你可能很感谢他，你会想要请他吃饭。但是更可能的是，你会告诉你的朋友说：“啊，这个医生有多好。”
And what's the first thing you're going to tell your friends?
那你会怎么告诉你朋
友 ？Where this physician went to medical school and what his grades are?
你会说：“哎，这个医生是某某大医院医学院毕业的，然后他的成绩很好。”
You might not even know that.
你搞不好连他去哪里上医学院都不晓得。
What are you going to say?The first thing.
但是你会对你朋友怎么说呢?
What this physician has done for you.
你会说他为你做了什么。
You're gonna tell them of what he has done.
你会跟你朋友说的第一件事就是他为你所做的事。
And that's why when David wants to boil down how to pass on to the next generation how great God is, how great he is as a king, he says, you have to tell them what he has done, his powerful, wonderful deeds.
所以当大卫王他想要解释表达说神是有多伟大的时候他所叙述的是神为他所做的事。
By doing that, you basically are letting everyone know how great a God and King our Lord is.
借着这样子叙说神的作为的时候人们就可以明白神是多么伟大的神还有君王。
I learned most about kings not from school, but probably from movies, like King Arthur and other stuff, and Chinese movie and about emperor. Okay, but so you know all too about kings, even though you know we're not exposed to king here in Canada. We have a queen at Buckingham, but a king needs at least territory and subjects to rule.
那牧师他个人对国王的了解不是来自于书本，大多是来自电影。那像我们在加拿大，我们是没有国王，我们有女王。哦，我们的女王在白金汉宫。但是一个国王，他必须要有子民，要有领土，才可以来统治。
I don't know about you, but when I was young, I used to imagine myself being a king. My territory is my little bedroom, and my subjects are all the stuffed animals.
那我小时候呢，会想象说我是一个国王，然后我的领土就是我的房间。
And in that little corner of the world, I am king.
然后我的子民是这些我的玩具。那在这个小空间里，我是王。
And some of you are queen in another little corner of your house. They say it's supposed to be the kitchen, but maybe not the kitchen, but something else.
那我们当中可能有的人你是你们家厨房的女王。
All right. So you get the idea, right? I mean, you don't have to take it too literally, but he's in control of this territory and these people.
但是一个王他就是能够控制这个领土还有子民。
And it will help if this person has the right and authority to rule.
那最好呢，这个人他不止，他还要有统治的权力和权柄。
I guess it's inherited, and but you have to have the right pedigree to be a king.
那大部分的君王他们是继承这个王权。
And you gotta have the army or the power, the wealth, the whatever, and the palace and all that to support all this, right?
那你也需要军队各种的力量资源还有人民的支持你才有办法统治不是吗
And that's why me and my stuffed animals that kingship did not last too long because I didn't have all the other stuff
但是这就是为什么作为动那个玩具的国王这个没有办法太久因为没有那些资源
Okay, but just because someone has all of those things qualified to be a king doesn't mean that person will be a great king
那就算有上述所说的这一些，不代表一个人就可以成为一个好的国王。
If you live thousands or hundreds of years ago, if you're under the rule of a great king, it's a very fortunate and blessed thing.
所以在古代，人民如果遇到一个好的王，那他们是真的很幸福。
You could be under the rule of a weak king.
但是如果你可能是遇到一个弱的君王。
And the first time the enemy comes, you're already captured.
那可能这个敌人来袭的时候马上就被抓了。
You don't want to be under a weak king.
所以你不想要受一个没用的王的统治。
But you don't also want to be ruled by a tyrant king.
但是你更不想要受一个暴君的统治。
And the kings of all ages probably will fall somewhere within this triangle, a combination probably.
那历史上所有的君王，他不是其中的一种，就是其中两三种的组合。
So let me ask those of you steeped in Chinese history, 秦始皇 is he a what kind of a king was he?
那如果熟悉中国历史，请问秦始皇是什么样的王啊
？Tyrant, but he got the Great Wall built. Okay, anyway.
可是长城是秦始皇盖的。
That's why I say it's not that simple to just be a great king. It's all mixed, right?
所以你说一个王是什么样的没那么容易。
That leads us to the next question. So what makes someone who's rightfully a king, not only a good king, but a great king?
但是 我们怎么样说，怎么知道说一位王他不只是好的君王，是乃至于是一个伟大的君王呢？
And as we look at this, you know, if you're the head of your household, the head of your kitchen or whatever, these things apply too in our own life, okay? What makes someone a great leader or ruler?
那我们在想，不是只是一个国王，一个哦，乃至于说你是一个家庭的领导者也一样。
Starts with the heart.
那其实是从心开始。
Must be compassionate, right?
你要怜悯。
Someone who lives with integrity.
正直。
What you say is what you mean, and what you say is what you will do or not do.
你所说所行还有所想的必须一致。
And you must love and care for the people under your control or your rule.
那你必须要去能够爱，然后关心你所管制统治的人。
One way is that you want to bless them and make them thrive.
因为你想要祝福他们，让他们能够兴盛。
You're not going to put so much things on them, like pay tax, so that I can eat good food and enjoy. That's not a good heart.
你不想要给他们重担说，你要付很多的税金，这样我才能够过好日子。
And there's not much you can do to control that heart.
那但是这个心是最不受控制的。
It starts with that.
所以心很重要。
And it must provide order, and that's why the king used to be the lawgiver.
那所以呢，这个王他也需要给这个社会有规范，所以。王通常就是制定法律的人。
Actually, he did not make the laws, but he has to enforce the law.
哦，他不是制定法律，而是说他必须要执行法律。
And he needs to protect his kingdom.
那他还要保护他的王国。
He needs to lead his army out into battle and know how to fight and be victorious.
他需要会打仗，他需要能够打胜仗。
Must be wise and decisive.
那他有智慧，能够做决定。
And a great king will usually leave a great legacy behind.
那一个好的王，他给后世留下来一定是好的遗产。
These are just some of the qualities that make someone a great king.
那这是刚才的，就是一些做一个伟大的君王应该要有的特质。
I advanced. I was going to ask now, King David, who wrote this psalm, was he a great king?
那就刚才所说，写这一篇诗篇的大卫王，他是个伟大的君王吗？
Some of you are, because you know him, you are a little bit hesitant to say yes right away because you kind of know he did some pretty bad stuff too, right?
那因为我们看了圣经，我们晓得大卫王做过一些不大好的事情，所以我们当中弟兄姐妹看来好像不大确定。
But overall, on the average, was he a great king?
但是总体来说，他是个好的王。
He's probably the best king overall.If you add up all the little parts that Israel had, the God's people had.
如果你纵观以色列历史，或许大卫他是不仅他是最好以色列所有最好的一位王。
And we have good reason to say that confidently from the Bible.
那我们从圣经来看，我们可以很大胆的说，没错，他就是一位伟大的王。
Why? Because God says David's kingdom will last forever and ever.
因为神应许说大卫的王权会永远长存。
And a son of David will come one day and establish this everlasting kingdom.
而大卫的后裔要来成立这个永恒的王国。
So you see, God's everlasting kingdom is from the line of David.
所以神永恒的王国是来自于大卫的血脉。
And so he must have been a great king.
所以大卫肯定是一个伟大的国王。
From God's perspective.
起码在神的眼里他是。
So what made him a great king? This is even more important now.
所以那到底是什么让大卫成为一个伟大的君王呢？
Because we are all aware, it's not because he's a saint all the time, right? He has made some big, big mistakes.
Well, 他是一个伟大的君王，不是因为他是一位圣人没犯错。
Well, first thing, he's very connected to God.
但是他跟神有连结。
He worships God, he honors God, he fears God.
他敬拜神，他也敬畏神。
And if you're familiar with David's story, you'll see that he's willing to overlook the sin of others, such as King Saul, those of you doing this in BSF, But he is not willing to overlook his own sin.
那如果我们有看圣经，就会想知道说，大卫是一位能够放过别人，能够不看别人的罪，就像他也不看扫罗王的罪，但是他不会放过自己的罪。
And because of that, he is willing to forgive others and willing to repent of his own sin.
所以，因为他是这样的一个人，他可以饶恕别人的罪，而且为自己的罪来忏悔。
And because of this, he did not blame others for his mistakes, and he not makes excuses for his own mistake.
那也因为如此，他不会怪别人，他不会因为自己的罪来怪别人，那他也不会为自己找借口。
Now, if you have to take this by faith right now, but if that kind of pique your interest, that's why you should read the stories of King David. You'll find out that that's exactly.What kind of a person he is?
如果你不确定我讲的是对的，那可以自己去读圣经，看大卫王的一生。
Not only that, he's humble enough to listen to those under him, and when he listens to them, he's not only willing to admit his mistake, he's willing to change accordingly.
那他也谦卑，愿意听他底下人对他说的话，并且因为他们说的话来改变。
So.These things will not only make David a great king. These things will make me a great pastor, make you a great leader, a manager, a father, a husband, a wife. Applies to all of us.
那这一些特质呢，不仅能够使大卫做一位伟大的君王，他也可以使。牧师做一位伟大的牧师，使你我们做一个伟大的家庭的领导的人，做一个伟大的老师，伟大的经理。
Thank you. So, the imperfection is not the main thing. The main thing is he's a man after God's own heart.
所以我们看到这些的重点不在于他会犯错，重点不是说他不完美，重点在于大卫是一个合乎神心意的人。
That doesn't mean we can go and sin after the service during lunchtime, okay? It just means we will sin, but we would know how to proceed when we fail.
那不是因为说大卫不完美，我们就可以不完美，然后做完礼拜就开始犯罪。但这边的意思是说，我们不完美没有关系。
God knows, and He has shown us how we're supposed to do it.
那因为神知道，他也给我们向我们启示要怎么来改变。
So we don't want to focus our eyes on David, but we want to focus on Jesus Christ, the Son of David, who is absolutely perfect and no sin.
所以我们的眼光不是放在大卫王的这些不好，那我们应该眼光放在大卫的后裔，也就是我们的主耶稣，因为他是完美的。
So, coming back to our topic now, how did we come to know all these things about David? If you join BSF, that's your answer, maybe, or you've done it in Sunday school. But for all of us, how do we know all these things about King David?
那刚才关于大卫王这些事情，我们是怎么知道的呢？
Is he Phil Chai?
他不是像我们一样是华侨爱华人。
How come we know him so well?
那我们怎么会对他认识这么多呀？
How did those born after he, you know, after his reign come to know that he's a great king?
为什么后代的人还能够知道说他是一位伟大的君王呢？
To the point that Israel's today, their flag is called the star of who? David.
那直到今天，我们看到以色列的国旗上面有一颗叫做大卫之星。
It's not called the Star of Solomon.
为什么不叫做所罗门之星呢
？So how did they know to do that?
那为什么他们知道要说就是他们怎么知道大卫的事情
？That's because each generation told the next about David's wonderful exploits.
这就是因为一代一代都有在传讲大卫王的伟大的作为。
Now, the David stories were told and retold, told and retold to this day, and that's what we have been doing.
那大卫王
for the last ten minutes
的生平还有故事是一再被传讲，就像我们刚才这十分钟在讲的，也都是大卫。
And not only that, because they were written down, and so these could be passed on to the following generations too.
那更重要的是，大卫王的这些故事都被写了下来，所以他可以传到更长久以后的后代。
And because, and of course, for us believers, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, God wants these stories to be passed on to us today. So we have his stories and the Psalms, some of the Psalms he wrote, all the Psalms he wrote.
那尤其这是因为这是出自于圣经，圣经有来自于神的启示的，表示上帝要我们知道所有关于大卫的事情。
And it's very helpful if you when you read a Psalm, sometimes the Psalm will tell you.What event in David's life? And then you go from that psalm to 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, 1 Kings. It just makes it so rich and meaningful.
那也这也包括那个大卫所写的诗篇。所以我们看诗篇的时候，有时候他会告诉你这是在大卫他一生里面发生什么时候，所以他才写的。那我们就可以回去看撒母耳记，还是可以看列王记里面有记载那件事情，让他写出那篇诗篇。
So let me ask the obvious question. Would we know about David if these stories were not passed on and if they were not here?
那如果这些事情没有被写下来的话，那请问我们会知道这些事情吗？
Would we?
那我们可能就
Especially from Taiwan or Philippines or from Asia?
尤其是我们是离以色列那么遥远地方的人，我们会知道这些事情吗？
Most likely not very well at least, right?
那可能我们都不会知道的很清楚。
Okay, so we got to do this from one generation to another. Let me ask another question. How long is one generation?
那如果我们，所以我们必须要一代向一代传扬，但是一代有多长呀？
40, 30, well, the dictionary.com says now the average generation now is 30 years because people are getting married and having children later.
那网络的字典是说，我们现在一个世代差不多是三十年，因为现代人比较晚婚。
Used to be 20, because you know my grandma was married by 15, 16, right?
对。那在过去的话，一个世代差不多二十，因为以前的人比较早婚。
Okay, so that's how they kind of figure out generation, all right? 20 to 30 years, use that. Okay, let's come to our church. How many generations here in our church?
所以在今天在我们教会，我们是有多少世代的人齐聚一堂？
I don't know, but the time I've been here, of course, we've been blessed with a lot of newborns to people who live to 100 and a little bit over 100 in this church.
在这个教会，我们有一些会众，有人是活到超过100岁的。
Recently, God took Auntie Lei Jin home, and it was only then that it was revealed to us she was actually 97, not 93.As her paper says, okay? So, anyway, she was 97. God bless her with 97 years.
那最近我们教会一位97岁的薛丽珍姐妹她过世。那本来大家以为她才96岁，后来才有人告诉我们，因为她的一个文件上面的出生日期不正确。
And when I first came here, Wu Mama, Amy Wu's mom, she asked the Lord if she could celebrate her 100th birthday and the Lord granted her wish. So we went to her 100th birthday banquet.
然后那个牧师刚来到我们教会的时候，惠美长老她的妈妈说，哎，她想要庆祝她100岁的生日，那神就真的听了她的请求，让她能够很高兴的和众人庆祝她100岁的生日。
So based on that, we have people from 0 to 100 years old.
所以照上看来，我们教会里面的人有从0岁到100岁的。
But and a more practical thing, I know some of our people have fourth generations.
但这我也知道说，在我们当中会众里面有些人家里其实你们已经有第四代了。
Such as 玉华姨，
像是
Rosa 玉华 ，Okay, she God took her home maybe about 4 or 5 years ago, but she's all down to great great great, yeah, Rosa, Auntie Rosa, yeah. So that's how many generations we have here.
那这样子的话有几代呢？现在在我们教会。
Now that we have established that, I just want to tell us that just like the choir says, we must shout, God is a great king. We must not only shout that, we must share the stories of God's mighty and awesome works among us to the next generations.
所以重点不是说到底我们有几代，重点是说因为我们好几个世代，所以每一个世代都应该来宣扬神伟大的作为。
Actually, let's bring it even more practical. We need to do that with our children if they're still with us.
那如果我们孩子还在我们跟我们的身边的时候，我们就需要教导我们的孩子这么
做。Because if we don't, how would they know?
如果我们不这么做的话，他们要怎么样学会呢？
And you ask, would they be interested? They might say, oh, this is so boring. And maybe some of you are saying, yeah, finish up, I'm hungry. This is so boring, history.
所以我们不用担心说他会觉得说，哎，我很无聊什么。我们还是要教导他们说要赞美神，要传扬神的作为。
Actually, the research shows that the younger generation loves to hear stories.
那因为呢，很多的研究报告显示，年轻人小孩子他们喜欢听故事。
But not just any kind of stories.
但是不是随随便便的故事。
They want authenticity, and that these stories must be true to life.
他们希望这些故事是真实的、可靠的。
Because sometimes we tell the stories the way we like them to hear the story.
因为有时候大人说故事，他是觉得你们是有点是在说教。
And we only say every good thing about grandpa.
那讲到自己的家里面的长辈，只会说这长辈的好事。
And the kids already know that's not authentic.
但是小孩知道说家中长辈不是完美的，所以你的故事好像不真实。
And the research shows that inauthenticity turns off the young people right away.
那很多研究报告也说，如果一个故事给人有不真实感，那年轻人他们就不爱听了。
However, if you do not Photoshop it, you do not doctor it, you do not delete the unpleasant part, then they will really, really be interested. It'll be very relevant, and they will listen all the time.
那如果你这个故事没有编辑过，然后你的故事不是在说教的话，那我相信很多年轻人他们会很乐于听你说的故事。
Which makes me ask another question: What makes a story great?
所以，那一个好的故事，一个故事要怎么样才能伟大吸引人呢
？Okay, this list is from people teaching people how to write good stories. Okay, but whether it's fiction or non-fiction, these are all the elements of a great story. Okay.
那我们资料来源是在教人家说故事的人。
There needs to be character or characters in the story.
所以好的故事呢，第一个要好的角色。
You gotta have a setting and you gotta have a plot.
要场景，要有情节。
But this is what makes it. There gotta be a conflict.
但是故事里面必须要有个冲突。
And resolution.
冲突要得到化解。
And do you notice most modern movie, they never resolve it completely. They leave you hanging.
那可是大多数现代的电影，我们去看，你会发现他没有把这个冲突完全解开，他都会留一点点伏笔。
My own interpretation is they got tired and they got lazy and they just left it like that and they finished the story.
那或许是因为他们觉得说演到后来也没什么好演了。
But I like this quote I read. No story until something goes wrong. You agree?
但是这句话讲得不错，就是说如果没有事情，就是说如果一切都很顺利平安，那就没故事了。
That's why historical facts are boring, but if you have some conflict and resolution and good people are interested.
所以陈述事实是很无聊的事情，但是我们讲历史，如果把它当故事来讲，就很有趣了。
Think about King David again. Did some things go wrong?
那我们来想想看，大卫王的一生，一切都很平顺吗？
Plenty went wrong. That's why the David stories are good stories.
就是因为有发生问题，所以大卫的一生才觉得的故事才有趣。
And we are all interested, no matter what generation, what age, because they were not doctored. They were as it happened.
那这些故事一直到传到后世还很吸引我们，因为这些故事还没有被改编，这些故事是很真实的。
He saw a beautiful woman taking a bath. He called her. They slept together. They never edited that cut.
那他的故事并没有受到美化。他看见一个美丽的妇人，然后就把这个人叫来与他发生关系。这个事情是没有被剪掉的。
Okay, no story until something goes wrong.
所以没有，如果没有发生问题，就没有故事。
I like this quote. Our stories, your story, my story. If we don't edit it, it's like a roller coaster. Ups and downs, twists and turns, but what a ride.
一个没有经过美化的人生就是反而像云霄飞车。坐云霄飞车有上有下，有小转弯大转弯，但是呢是很精彩的一趟旅程。
Now, I don't know if some of you are crazy enough to ride the roller coaster at PNE, but if you did, and you tell the story as it is to your children, they would be interested. How you scream and how your false teeth fall out or whatever. Anyway, they will be interested, guaranteed.
我不晓得当中各位还有没有这勇气去 PNE 坐云霄飞车，但是如果你去了，你回来告诉你孩子，你他们一定会很有感兴趣听你说，因为你说啊，我吓到了，我的假牙都掉出来了。
And they'll say, "Good, I'll take you there with my friends next time, and we will repeat this." Anyway.
那可能你孩子会觉得很感兴趣，说好，那下次再带你去。
Authentic, true to life stories when shared, nobody's going to be bored.
那这种真实的人生故事分享出来，没有人会觉得无聊。
I like this thing of an EKG. Says if there are no ups and downs in your life, it means you are flat, you are dead.
那就像心电图一样，如果人生没上没下，那就是你死了。
If your story has none of these, it's fake.
如果一个人的故事没有起起伏伏，那这个故事是假的。
And so in the ups and downs, twists and turns of our lives.
所以在人生里面上下起伏当中
Psalm 45 reminds us that our great God and King, He acts as a King, He intervenes.
那诗篇145篇就提醒我们，神是我们的王，他会介入这个状况。
I'll let you read. He provides the food just at the right time.
他会在正好需要的时候给我们食物。
He rescues us when we are just about to be crushed.
就当我们快要被压碎的时候，他会来救我们。
He saves us. He redeems us.
他会救我们，然后救赎我们。
There it is. We didn't read this, but this verse 14 and 18, 19. The Lord helps the fallen. He lifts those bent beneath their loads. The Lord is close to those who call on Him. Yes, to those who call Him in truth. He grants the desires of those who fear Him. He hears their cries for help and rescues them. The Lord protects all those who love Him.
那虽然我们刚才没有念，但是在14节、18、19节是这么说的：凡跌倒的，耶和华将他们扶持；凡被压下的，将他们扶起；凡求告耶和华的，就是诚心求告他的，耶和华便与他们相近；敬畏他的，他必成就他们的心愿，也必听他们的呼求，拯救他们。
And it says, the Lord protects those He loves, but He destroys the evil ones.
那耶和华也保护一切爱他的人，却要灭绝一切的恶人。
Now, these are very bold statements, right?
这些是很大胆的宣言。
The Lord helps the fallen.
跌倒的神要扶起。
He grants the desires of those who fear Him.
那敬畏他的，他必成就他们的心愿。
He protects all those who love Him.
保护一切爱他的人。
You don't have to answer this, but are these things true in my life and your life all the time?
我们来思想这三句话，这些事情在我们的生命里是真实的吗？
I don't know about you, but in my life, I struggle through some of these poetic statements.
那这些诗篇里面的宣告，在我的人生里，我有时候觉得相当难去明了。
They don't reconcile with the reality I go through right now.
因为有时候这些话跟我人生在发生的经过并不吻合。
And because of that, I hesitate to share it with my children, perhaps.
那因为我的人生不像诗篇讲的一样，那或许我就觉得说我无法跟我的后代来分享。
I only share stories that has a good result.
那我只会跟人分享有好的结局的故事。
And people detect that it's not authentic right away.
但是当我每次都这么做的时候，人们就会发现我的故事并不真实。
They're not interested.
他们会觉得说不感兴趣。
Because they say that's not how my life is.
因为他们知道自己的人生不是一帆风顺，没有问题的。
You see, God's care often is not expressed in physical, concrete ways.
可是我们需要理解，神对我们的关怀照料不见得都是在具体的方式呈现出来。
His care often is shown in spiritual and unseen and eternal ways.
就是说不是在人可以看见的世界，常常神的关心、神的照顾是在属灵永恒的层面上显示出来的。
So if I were honest, I would say those statements that we just read from Psalm 145:14-18-20, I can't say that's what's happening like exactly like that in my life right now.
或许我并不能说十四节、十八节到二十节这些经文所宣告的正在我生命中发生。
But I can say as I struggle that that does not mean God does not love me, that God does not care for me. He is doing something else, perhaps that I'm not so clear on at this point.
但是我能够说的是，但是我知道神仍然爱我、关心我、照顾我。他所现在所为我做的，我或许还不明了。
Because God's what God does flow from His heart as a good, great King.
因为神的作为是出自于他做一个伟大、有爱心的君王的心里面发出来。
And that's why in the middle of this psalm, David talks about God's heart.
所以在诗篇一百四十五篇的正中央，大卫王他叙述了神的心。
And actually, he's quoting in verse 8, almost word for word, what God said to Moses when he revealed himself, his glory to Moses.
而在第八节、第九节这边，大卫王所用的这些词句，其实是来自于出埃及记，是神自己向摩西显现自己，神自己所说的话。
And to help us understand that, we go back to Exodus 33, when Moses asked God to show him His glory and reveal Himself to him.
为了让我们更明白大卫所说的这段话，我们现在来看出埃及记。
In 33, Moses was having this conversation with God, and at some point he says, "Now, God, show me your glory."
那在神与摩西在对话的时候，摩西就对神说：“神啊，求你给我看看你的荣耀。”
And God says, "Okay, I will cause all my goodness to pass in front of you."
耶和华就说：“好，我要使我一切的美善都显在你的面前。”
So when you hear that, say, "Oh, good. What's Moses going to see?"
那你听到神答应了之后，你就想，那摩西到底会看到什么呢？
Well, and then God also said, "I will proclaim my name, the Lord, in your presence."
那神也对他说，我要把我的名字耶和华在你面前宣告出来。
Pay attention when you read the Bible. When the Lord is the personal name of the Lord, Yahweh, it's all capitalized.
那在英文的圣经里面讲到耶和华的时候，他是用字母大写讲 the Lord 主，不是说是主而已，而是那个四个大写字母代表神自己的名字 Yahweh。
Okay, that's the Lord's personal name. It's not just 主 Lord, regular L O R D. It's all capitalized.
好，所以因为神他有一个名字，他的名字就叫做耶和华。
All right, so God says, "I will show you Moses all my goodness, and I'll proclaim my name."And actually, God only proclaimed His name.
那所以当神他这样答应了摩西，他就宣扬他自己的名。
I suppose if He really showed Moses something, He'll probably be overwhelmed or even killed by it. So God just told him His name, what it means, what He's like.
所以神怎么向摩西宣扬？他宣扬就是他自己的名，说耶和华，耶和华。然后接下来宣扬他是怎么样的一位神
？Full of mercy and compassion，
他是有怜悯、有恩典的。
Slow to anger，
不轻易发怒。
And he's so faithful, steadfast love. Hesed, actually, Chinese has so many words to try to express that.
希伯来文是一个字叫 Hesed， 可是呢，这边讲的是有丰盛的慈爱。
And so this is God's heart.
那这就是神的心肠。
You see, God, David in this psalm, he does not go into all the details what God has done.
在这篇诗篇，大卫没有陈述太多神的作为。
He merely quotes the name of God.
但是当他引用宣告神的名字的时候
，And when God revealed His name, you will see that love actually is the main thing about God.
但是当神的名字向我们显现的时候，我们就发现，原来神他最重要的一个特质就是他的爱。
But it's holy, righteous love.
但是神的慈爱不是随便的爱，他的慈爱是圣洁公义的爱。
And that's why we read that He maintains love to thousands forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin, yet he does not leave the guilty unpunished, and he punishes the children and their children for the sin of the parents to the third and fourth generation.
所以当这边三十四章七节讲到耶和华慈爱是这么说的，为千千万万人留下慈爱，赦免罪孽、过犯和罪恶，一定要清除罪，追讨罪孽，自父及子，至孙，直到三四代。
I was very tempted to leave that out.
我本来不想要讲这一段。
It will make a good story about God, wouldn't it? If I leave this last part out.
但是如果我不讲这一段，那这个神的故事还会是个好故事吗？
That God will chase the sin of the parents to the third and fourth generation. Why should I say this at our anniversary service?
为什么我要偏偏要在我们的的教会的周年的崇拜来讲说神要清除罪，追讨到三四代呢？
I think if I left it out, I probably could get away with it.
我在想，如果就算我不讲这一段，你们也不会发现吧？
But then I would just show that I'm telling us, encouraging us to tell our stories as it is, but I'm already editing the story about God myself.
但是如果这一段我不说，就好像我剪掉了一个很重要的部分，我在美化这个故事，没有告诉大家全部的故事。
And when we tell our stories to our children and to others like that, it's not a good story.
所以当我们说故事，我们没有把每一件重点都讲出来，我们隐藏了一些事情，那这个故事就不会是个好故事了。
But then when I look at it again, why we concentrate on chasing the sins to the third and fourth generation, and we miss out that He will forgive 千千万万 thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands.
那为什么要特别抓出说他要追讨清除罪到三四代？反而不讲说他的慈爱要留为千千万万人留下呢。
We have some pretty big family clans here in our church.
因为就算在我们教会里面
you know, like husband and wife, if they all get together, they could fill up half a cruise ship, some of them.
在我们的教会里面，我们有一些蛮大的家族哈。有时候你们如果全家聚会，你们大概可以占半艘的那个游艇，那个什么游轮。
Yeah, probably three, four generations they go for a family cruise. They can take half the cruise ship. But my point is, would that add up to 千千万 to thousands upon thousands?
那就算教会里面比较大的一些家庭，加起来也没有千千万万人啊。
That's the full story of what God's heart is like. Holy, pure, righteous love that does not let anyone get away with sin, but so willing to forgive so many generations. How many generations will it take to make thousands, thousands, hundred thousand?
那这边的重点是这样子的，就是说三四代的人，就算一个很大的家庭，也不过半艘的游轮。但是千千万万人，千千万万人，那不是三四代，千千万万人是很多代、很多代、很多代人加起来。所以这是让我们看见神的慈爱的深和广。
He loves us. He wants to forgive us.
他真的爱我们，他要饶恕我们。
He gives second, third, fourth thousand of chances if we honestly repent.
他不是给三次，就是乃是上千次、万次的机会让我们来悔改。
That's God's heart.
这是神的心肠。
I'm glad I didn't chop it off.
那我也真的是很感谢，说我没有把这段剪掉。
By the same time, it reminds us as we step into our future, if there is sin,Why carry it on? Because the Lord sees and He won't let. Actually, the Chinese is very good. You must clean all the sin.
但是这一段话提醒我们，如果有罪的话，一定要清除。你为何要把罪传给下一代呢？
Is a touch of pride sin? Is a touch of jealousy sin?
如果有一点点的嫉妒，有一点点骄傲，这是罪吗？
What says 一定要除。Got to get rid of every bit.
但是我们的经文说，你一定要清除罪，不管有多少。
Because it's a holy, pure, righteous love.
因为神的爱是圣洁，是完全的爱。
So we're going to end now. So in our own lives, you don't have to answer this. Just talk to yourself. How has God been at work in the tensions and ups and downs of your life and my life?
所以当我们现在来看自己的生命的时候，我们就来思考神 怎么样在生命里面的紧张还是上下起伏来做工。
Do we share these stories with those around us and especially the next generations behind us?
那我们愿不愿意跟周遭乃是我们身后下一代的人分享这些故事呢？
Or we just say, God is good. God is good. Praise the Lord.
还是你的故事只有啊，神对我很好。
There's no story to that. Because nothing went wrong.
如果你的生命没有问题，那就没有故事了。
Remember, God's care may not be expressed right now and in physical ways.
或许神对我们的关心照料不会具体的显露出来。
But He has our spiritual and eternal well-being in His mind.
但是在他心里，他是关心着我们永恒还有我们属灵的层面。
God's ultimate goal is not to make our life peaceful and comfortable, but to make sure we are transformed into the image of His Son Jesus Christ while we are on earth.
所以神他终极的目标不是说让我们就舒服好过而已，他是要我们能够转化成为他儿子的形象。
And here's another quote I found looking up what makes a good story. It says, at its most basic level, a story is a transformation unveiled, either transformation of a situation or most commonly the transformation of a person, a character in the story.
那这边还有一句话是这样说的，在最基本的来说，一个故事就是一个转化被揭露，这个转化可能是一个情况，但是最常见的转化是一个人的转化。
Now, in our corporate lives as a church family, how has God been at work in the tensions and the twists and turns of FEC?
那在我们教会闽南堂群体的生活中，神怎么样在我们的紧张还有上下起伏里面做工呢？
Do we share these stories with those behind us?
我们这些故事我们有跟我们身后下一代的人来分享吗？
Again here, God's ultimate goal is to transform you and me, the Church of Jesus Christ, into His beautiful, spotless bride.
但是我们再次要被提醒，因为神终极的目标，他是要使我们转化成为他完美无瑕基督的新娘。
No efforts will be spared to make sure that the bride is spotless.
所以为了使这个新娘哇真的完美无瑕，神是做得很彻底。
Have you ever seen a bride coming in or going down the aisle with spaghetti sauce and wine and coffee stain on their beautiful white dress?
我们有看过新娘的白色的婚纱上面是有番茄酱还是有酱油的吗？
When we see Jesus Christ, no efforts will be spared to see that we are spotless.
但是呢，当我们要去见耶稣的面，神他不会手软，他绝对会尽力的使我们完美无瑕。
Story of transformation of situations and us.
所以我们的故事就是我们的，不是只是一个处境的转化，更是我们人的转化。
Don't worry, I will just put the categories here. The beginning and early days of Fujian Church, 1985 to 87, five families started, and God blessed it.
我们来回顾闽南堂转化的故事，就是1985到1987，有五个家庭的开始。
At the Grace International Church, still there at Argyle before Victoria Drive, and then.Three years later, move into the Granville and Heather Church, which is now the North Richmond Chinese Alliance Church, right there at Granville and Heather.
那在本来是在恩惠国际教会，然后三年之后呢，我们到了 Granville 这条路的这个教礼拜堂去。那现在那边是一个广东人的教会。
It filled up so fast, and I heard that people have to line up to use the washrooms.
然后那个时候教会有。人多到说上厕所都要排队。
And they're so kind, they will always let the pastor go be jump the line.
然后那个时候大家都会让牧师先上厕所。
I wasn't there. These are the transformation. And when we move here, we make sure we'll never line up for washroom. That's why there's so many stalls here.
这就是为什么当我们的教会搬来这里以后，我们教会有特别多的洗手间。
Okay.So 1994, we moved here.
所以1994年搬到了现址。
And 2005, we added the annex.
那在2005年再加了隔壁的副堂这
一
段。
But in the last 5 years, there's so much changes, and they're changing very, very fast, just like the rest of the world.
可是所有的转化改变不及这五年内过去这五年发生的特别多。
I'm talking us collectively as a church. We plateau and we start declining.
我们可能教会已经到我们发展的最高峰，然后就开始下往下走。
Many, especially the young people, left for various reasons.
那有许多的年轻人，因为不同的原因离开了我们的教会。
And I'll say many of God's saints went to their eternal home.
那也有许多长辈他到了回到永恒的天家。
We miss them.
那我们也思念他们。
I cannot go, and many of us cannot go and get our Hokkien straightened out by Auntie Lei Chin anymore.
那我们当中很多人，当我们闽南话没说好的时候，就没不再可以听见丽珍姐来纠正我们。
Give you an example. 초복수단디레바이등시김시음시춘과 Okay, anyway. I appreciate that. I wouldn't have known the difference between, you know, it's all singing.
他就会说蔡牧师我们在教会里面呢我们要吟诗我们不能说我们在教会叫大家起立唱歌。
Alright, so because of all these changes, we are now by faith, we are making changes to the way we staff our church too.
那我们教会的职员的结构上面有许多改变。
Initially it will be rough and we don't like changes, but we are just doing our best to respond to some of these changes.
那经历改变的起初都不大容易，所以我们人是很不能够接受改变的。
And of course, last year, the accidental fire in the gym reveals that actually everything here, all the support beams have been rotting because of the water seepage.
那我们去年前年的那个火灾，然后让我们看见说我们教会里面的一些结构腐烂的问题。
And in the end,Amazingly, God provided through our people. We raised $500,000 to cover the expenses in the end.
但是也感谢主，借着我们教会弟兄姐妹来供应，一共有500,000的修理的经费。
These are exciting stories to share.
这些其实都是很精彩可以分享的故事。
How God come into our situations and make a difference.
因为我们就是在这些状况中看见神来为我们做工。
But more interestingly is the transformation of people in FEC's story.
但是更加精彩的其实是闽南堂众人的转化。
That's what we should be sharing, especially with our children, grandchildren, the people behind us especially. But not the fixed up version.
那这些转化才是我们应当与我们身后下一代众人分享，但是记得当我们分享的时候，不要说美化以后的故事。
Because the transformation God's doing in us keeps going. There are many, many chapters, many episodes. If you watch the soaps, and so if you wait for the ideal thing, there's never the right time to share that story.
那就像演连续剧，像因为这些转化，它不是说一时片刻一次就完成，是一直持续不断的。
But in each chapter, in each episode, we can see God.At work, changing us little bit by little bit.
在但是在每一个章节、每一个篇章、每一集里面，我们都可以看见神一段一段的在改变我们。
And we need to share that.
那这才是我们需要分享的。
Because the next generations need to hear how God is alive and at work in our lives today.
因为我们的下一代，他们需要听见神怎么样在我们生命里正活泼的动工。
It's not enough to tell them stories of David, exciting as those may be.
我们不是只要讲圣经里面历史人物的故事。
It's not just enough to tell them about how the church started with five families, although that's very amazing.
那我们也不是只是一直在讲哦，最刚开始我们教会是五个家庭，不是重复这件事。
But what's God doing right now?
而是神现在正在我们生命里面所做的事情。
In our church.
在我们教会里面所做的事。
In your lives.
在你个人的生命历程里面。
As you go.Do the roller coaster ride.
就是当你在做这个云霄飞车的过程所发生的一切。
Finally, how else would the next generations know about how great our God is, how great a King He is, if we don't tell them?
要不然我们的下一代怎么会知道我们的神、我们的王是多么伟大呢？
And if we don't tell them the genuine version, they're not going to pay attention.
但是当因为你不说真实的版本，那他们就不会愿意听。
All right, this last thing now. Remember, you say this is David's last psalm in the book of Psalms, right?
刚才我们有说到，这个是大卫王在诗篇里面最后一篇他所写的诗篇。
He's so gifted and talented. He's a good poet. And so Psalm 145 is very well crafted.
所以今天的总结就是要告诉，也顺便要告诉大家，这件很重要的事，就是这照道理说，因为大卫很会写诗，他应该是一个写的非常好、详细、仔细、完美的一首诗。
The words he used and all that, I won't bore you with that. But you know, even the play on words, it's amazing.
那他所选用的词汇，他所用的词句，应该都是很美好的。
But you know, there's a flaw in this.
但是
final psalm of David.
这一首是大卫王的这个封笔之作，它居然有一个瑕疵。
You might not know it, but you can go back and check. Hebrew alphabet has 21 letters. How many verses does Psalm 145 have?
你刚才可能没有注意到，或许你也不知道，但是呢，希伯来文的字母有22个，诗篇145篇有几节？
21.
有没有22？没有，它只有21节。
The alphabet letter nun in Hebrew was missing.
那相当于英文字母 N 的这个字母呢，在这篇诗篇里面，消失了。
Good story, huh? Is it accidental or intentional?
他是故意忘记的，还是不小心忘记的呢？
NIV and many other, and it's very interesting now. That's why I'd read footnotes. Very interesting story. They inserted it as 13b from the later manuscripts.
那所以在这个圣经的手抄本里面呢，有些人可能看不下去，他们自己加了13b 这一节经节。
But they don't dare change from 21 verse to 22.
但是没有人把21节直接改为22节。
So did some good intentioned people change it to make it a perfect acrostic psalm?
那所以可能是有人呢很好心，在后代帮大卫加上了有恩的这一节，然后让他这个不完美的诗篇变完美。
That's another question I put in my book. Questions to ask certain people when I get to heaven. I'm going to go ask David. Was that intentional or accidental?
好，所以这是我们蔡牧师他在笔记本里会写下，他说我上天堂以后要问人家的问题之一，就是到底大卫王这个我们现在读的诗篇加了13b 这一节是不是一些人好心加上去的，还是真的是大卫王自己写的。
So I've made this point. We are sinful and perfect people living in a sinful and perfect world. Don't be afraid to share the genuine stories, but our focus is on God the King who is perfect.And his son Jesus Christ, who is the perfect king.
所以就像这个不完美的少了一节少了一个字母的诗篇一样，我们是不完美有罪的人，活在一个不完美有罪的世界上，但是只有我们的神，我们的王是完美的，耶稣基督是完美的。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Thank you for your word.
主，我们感谢你的话语。
We do want to shout, God, you are a great king. You're the greatest.
的确，我们要欢呼，主啊，你是伟大的君王。
But that doesn't mean life is as we like it to be, Lord.
但是当我们欢呼的时候，不代表我们生命都没有问题。
That doesn't mean our church is as you would like us to be.
不代表我们的教会就是像我们想要的那样。
But if we are to have a future, a bright future, we need to share the stories of what you have done, what you are doing with the next generations.
但是为了一个美好的将来，我们需要跟我们的下一代分享主你的作为。
Honest, authentic in the process stories.
我们需要诚实、真实来叙述故事的过程。
Stories that show our imperfectness and our sinfulness, but your perfectness and your sinlessness.
这些故事要虽然揭露了我们的不完全、我们的罪，但是他们显露了你的圣洁、你的完全。
Please help us toward that task.
主啊，恳求你帮助我们来。
And thank you for the work you have been doing. Please continue your work with among us.
也感谢你在我们当中已经在做的工作，恳求你继续来做。
And we give thanks to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名向你来献上感谢。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for the message. 感谢上帝的信息。Let's stand up and sing response song.让我们起立来吟唱回应诗歌，你信实广大。 Great is thy faithfulness.
be seated. We will now worship through tithes and offerings.